Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You, Big Book Step Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today is Wednesday, October 9th, 2019, and today we are reading from the Big Book. We are in the chapter How It Works. We're on page 59 and we are reading Steps 10, 11, and 12, starting with step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and ending with in all our affairs. The reference number for the 10 a.m. meeting for yesterday, Tuesday, October 8th, is 13492. The reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for October 9th, this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, is 13499. That's 13,499. DOA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I forgot to mention who our readers are, so I'll give you the lineup and then we'll have our reading begin. We have Stacy K. on the 12 steps, Tammy L. on the 12 traditions, Alice G., Penny L.C., and Eileen M. Towards the end of the meeting, Dan K. will greet our newcomers and Leslie M. will have some announcements for us. So I will now ask Stacy K. to please read the 12 steps.
Thanks, Elaine. This is Stacy K., a compulsive overeater in Colorado. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Excuse me. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people, wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you very much, Stacy K. And I will now ask Tammy L. to please read our 12 traditions.
Good morning. My name is Tammy L., compulsive overeater in Maryland. These are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself from our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Tammy L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are in the chapter How It Works on page 59, and we're going to read steps 10 through 12. I will ask Alice G. to please begin reading.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alice G., recovered compulsive overeater in Wisconsin. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. So this is a lot of things to talk about here. For me, step 4 and 5 really helped me see the truth about my selfishness, dishonesty, my self-seeking, and my fear. And it laid the groundwork for step 10, continuing to be human and continuing to make mistakes and needing that inventory on a regular basis. When I'm disturbed, no matter what it is, no matter how I try to justify someone else did something to me, I need to look at that disturbance and invite God in and ask someone else into the scenario as well, a recovered person, to help me look at my mistakes and my part in it and really get down to the nitty gritty so I can grow and change. And I am so grateful that we really dig into that 10th step in our program. And I'm grateful for all the feedback I get from recovered people when I have a disturbance. I need to keep my side of the street clean and my head clear by being abstinent. And then that can help me be of service to others. Step 11, seeking my higher power. I have quiet time every morning and read those pages 84 to 88 and try to start my day right. And invite God into that and just pray for my higher power's will for me and the strength to carry that out. And sometimes I stumble with that, and that's when that 10th step comes back in. But I'm grateful today that I've been placed in a position of neutrality and I don't have to pick up anymore, so I can be of service and reach out to others and practice these principles in all my affairs, not just with people in the program, but with my family. I have family here this week on vacation, spending time with us, and I get to be of service to them and extend the hand and show them that there is a better way and that God has helped me change. When I'm working with other recovering compulsive overeaters, I was taught to say the prayer, "Help me, God, help you, help them," so that I can be of service and show them there is a way to get out of this state of mind and state of being that held us hostage for so long. I was a prisoner in my own house when I was into the food and into myself, and that's all I could think about every day, start to finish, was how am I going to get it, when am I going to get it, and where am I going to get it with my compulsive overeating. And I'm so grateful to have been relieved of that obsession today. And it's my duty to carry the message to others through service and self-sacrifice. And it's an honor to have that privilege today to be on the line with you all today and share my experience, strength, and hope, and share it with others and be available. So I am so grateful for that today and for recovery in this program. I have a life beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm so thankful. So I'll pass with that. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you all for your service today as well.
Thank you very much, Alice G. Great start for us for today. Who would like to comment on steps 10, 11, and 12?
Roz G.
Patty. Eileen
M. Melanie.
Sherry KB, Melanie C,
Stacy K,
and I heard Stacy, Julie EB. Okay, let's see. Julie, I'm putting you on the first lineup for the next one. And here is what I have got. Roz G, Patty D, Eileen M, Sherry KB, Melanie C, and Stacey K. And if I can read my writing through the rest of this, we'll be in great shape. Raji, you're up first, followed by CG. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Roz G. I'm a compulsive overeater in beautiful Palmdale, California. And I had a spiritual awakening a few days ago with the lady who is taking me through the steps. And we really took our time to define higher power. And this is going to be very relevant to the three steps to 10, 11, and 12 that we're talking about today. And that is that in step 12, I'm suggested to practice these principles in all our affairs. What principles? Well, kindness, caring, loving, funny, you know, humorous, the other adjectives escaped me, but that's how I get to be all day long. And before, I was selfish, self-centered, not thinking about how anybody else was feeling, only me. And today, I get to practice loving, caring, kindness, and not only to others, to myself, because compulsive overeating is not practicing loving, care, kindness, and being humorous with me. And as you know, regarding 10 and 11, I must have a daily practice. And this morning I woke up a little bit late. I stayed up late last night, and I'm learning that loving myself is also giving myself a good night's sleep. And so today I gave myself an extra hour. I talked to my sponsor, our texter, and I said, you know, I need an extra hour. I listened to the playback of the first meeting, and I feel so good. So that spiritual awakening of being able to treat myself and others with the characteristics that my higher power has is a complete personality change. And I'm just so excited about it. So I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Raj G. Patty D., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Alina. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Patty D., a recovered compulsive overeater from North Carolina. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for all the shares that are coming up and have been on the line. I was going to address step 10 this morning. In my reading this morning, I usually start the day, read the daily reading from AA, and it addressed step 10, and it said something really interesting. It said that every time that we're irritated or bothered, that there's something wrong with us. And at first I read that and I thought, well, that's a little extreme. But then I thought about it, and it went on to talk about that we need to do a 10th step. And I thought, no, that's right. That's right. Because if something's bothering me, I need to look at myself. Because usually it's some kind of attitude adjustment needs to happen. Because like the person who just shared said, you know, if I'm really applying the principles and the steps to my life, then there isn't a problem. You know, I can deal with everything. So I thought that that was a really cool way to look at it. And I'm so thankful, like another person shared, that that this program looks at the 10th step so seriously. And I love being on the train and dealing with this every night, sharing with my partner my 10th step. It keeps me sane and keeps me humble. And I had to laugh at myself this week. I'm doing a huge project at home. Painting our kitchen cabinets, and I've been thinking, wow, I've been doing really good. I haven't had a serious 10th step, and I realized I haven't gotten out of the house in like a week and a half. I haven't interacted with people. That's why I haven't had like these attitude problems. So that says a lot about me. Anyway, with that, I'm just going to pass and wish everyone a very blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patty D. Okay. Alina, you are up next. And you'll be followed by Sherry KB.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., and I'm gratefully recovered in New Hampshire. And I'm assuming you can hear me. Anyway, I heard on the this morning's meeting that step 10 is the walking around step. And I love that description because that's exactly what it is. It's that, daily, walking around step. It's the thought check inventory that I do during the day. And, I have so much more awareness the more I practice this step and the more that I do the 11-step questions at night. And I look at, I review my day and I see, I answer all those questions. And, it just keeps me on track, each day. And, I also have been thinking about step 11 for me has been, it's part of that motto of first things first. It's step 11 is the first thing I do in the morning is that prayer and meditation. And that comes before everything because when I wake up, my ego and my disease just wants to jump in and start running my life. And if I don't ask for help first, I get in trouble. And, my past experience has shown me that I don't do my life very well. So it's not a good idea for me to try to run my life. And, what's so important is when we do a 10th step with someone is that we resolutely turn to someone else that we can help. So then I can, look to where I can be of service. And that step 12 is so important because I've got to, you know, I've got to give it away in order to keep it. I'm not going to be able to keep this unless, you know, I give it to someone else in sponsoring and in carrying the message. And, you know, this is how I continue to make spiritual progress, because with these three steps, I'm really reconstructing my life with my higher power's help. You know, I'm cleaning up the past, and, you know, if I keep doing that, then I can be serene, and I can live in serenity and peace with my Creator. And I'm so grateful, because step 10 really saves relationships in most cases. And I'm just so grateful for this way of dealing with disturbances, because, you know, I've been noticing lately that my ego has really been cropping up a lot. It just, it's like showing up everywhere lately. And I've been doing daily 10 steps on ego. And which, speaking of that, is that I just called 7 people before the meeting in order to do a 10th step. And I thought, okay, I know that my higher power, you know, has somebody for me to talk with. So with that, I pass. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Eileen M. Sherry KB, you are up next, and you will be followed by Melanie C.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thanks so much for your service, Elaine, and Team Wednesday and everybody on the line. Welcome, newcomers. I love that we're going through the steps the way we are. I felt rushed yesterday listening to it, but 10, 11, and 12, you know, when I first came into program, I was told that 10, 11, 12 were maintenance steps. And what I've learned in these last, since 2016, is they're actually growing steps. I grow into them. I continue to grow. I continue to enlarge my spiritual life. You know, the principle of perseverance in step 10 means I persevere through, you know, bondage of self. I persevere through the day. Instead of going to the food, I go to God in the 10th step. I look at, you know, some people say, well, I don't have any resentments. And I'll say, well, do you get irritated? Does somebody irritate you or frustrate you? Yeah. Well, that's a mini resentment, but it's still a resentment. And so I know that for me, I can have them throughout the day. And then I also hear, like, well, they're too hard. They're too long. Why can't I do this quickly? And you absolutely can do it quickly. It can be really quick. Sometimes we need to write longer ones because of something going on, but yeah, you can definitely do a quick 10th step. And as what was said, and I so believe in this, is that how important it is to resolutely turn your thoughts to help somebody else. I also know that sometimes in step 10, people say, well, you know, I didn't do anything to anybody. I just thought I had some thoughts about them. And that's when, you know, you pray. You might not need to make a direct amends to somebody, but you do pray for them when you have some thoughts about them. That's what I've learned. That's what I've been taught, and it's very helpful to me because my, you know, what goes on between my ears is a lot. So, and there's more going on between my ears than what I actually say. So I know that I need to pray for the situation or the person. And in step 10 is throughout the day. You know, in step 11, there's three times throughout the day. I mean, not throughout the day, but three times at night, in the morning, and during the day. And, you know, when I think of pause, I think of pray and use step 11. That's a great acronym for me, or pray and use spiritual energy, but pray and use step 11. And then, you know, because step 11 is the spiritual awareness. And then step 12, I know that I need to be of service. I need to keep my nose in this book. And there's different ways that we can be of service in this program, but it's always about being of service. And when you go through the steps, it, you know, if you're living in 10, 11, and 12, the more 12 you do, the less 11th you have to do, pausing throughout the day, and even though you do pause. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sherry KB. Melanie C., you are up next, and Stacey K. will follow you. Please go ahead, Melanie.
Okay, thanks so much, Elaine. Hi, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm in Wilsonville, Oregon. Ah, it almost feels like a place to kind of settle. You know, here we are in this place, and something that's going to address and transform the disease of compulsive overeating. What I had before was food. You know, I was driven to pick up because I had my alcohol in my system. That was going to be there. And that drove me hard. I had my quota of chocolate chip cookies by the time I was 9 for the lifetime's quota. And so it drove it hard. And then you put on top of that the fact that on page 52, you know, I have these bedevilments, right? I'm having trouble with relationships. I can't control my emotional nature. I'm prey to misery and depression. I can't make a living. I'm feeling useless. And I'm unhappy and I'm full of fear. Those are the symptoms of my disease. That's what's going to come up every single day. Some people call that the buildup of emotions. I say it's evidence of the disease. And I didn't have anything to put on them, so then I put more food on there. Because somehow it worked. And then, of course, I couldn't get enough of that because that would, you know, increase and enlarge. I didn't develop the skills to have better relationships or to make a living, so then I'd have to put more booze on it, more booze and more booze, and I had nowhere else to go. And then I, you know, had this idea that I was a volume eater. I wasn't a volume eater. I was driven to put more in because the disease kept moving the bar. And so I had to put more on top of that. The only thing that my twisted thinking could feel and understand was to reach out for this one thing. Guess what happened? I was given the set of tools in which to clean up all the junk that was behind, and then 10, 11, and 12 as a daily medicine to treat the disease that's continued to manifest itself every single day in some way, shape, or form. It's a treatment. It's a treatment. It's not a buildup. It's a treatment because the disease is always going to be there. It's going to continually live for me and with me and through me. Self-examination, meditation, and prayer. Step 11, somebody suggested that I do self-examination. Well, I don't do self-examination. I don't write. I choke up on the pen, and I put it to the paper, and I crack the tip of it because I'm pushing so hard, and I pierce the paper. Who wants to pray and examine like that? I don't. But I learned. Somebody suggested 1 minute at a time. That was kind of an interesting idea. I wonder if I could do that. So I battled through 1 minute at a time at step 11. I battled through getting that 10-step done every single day whenever I was agitated, 99% of the time. And then I got the sponsor. It's a package deal every single day, 1 through 12, but 10 through 12 every single day. And what a gift. I didn't hear it anyplace else. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Melanie C. Stacey K is up next, and after her, we have Julie B as the first in our next lineup. We are commenting and sharing on page 59 and how it works, the readings of step 10, 11, and 12. Please share with us, Stacey.
Thanks, Elaine. This is Stacey K in Colorado. I'm a compulsive overeater. Oh, I just love this book. I love that these steps are in order. And that, you know, I've had these beautiful, beautiful big book guides that have taken me through all the steps, right? And then I get to experience all the promises along the way. And I just thinking about not only are the steps in order, but they're somewhat interwoven, right? We start practicing prayer and, you know, from the get-go, practice, you know, like in the third step especially, right? When we turn our lives and our will over to cure God, we're praying. And as we go through, we're doing inventory, right, as soon as we get into action, which can happen really quickly. So we're practicing some of these things that we already, before we get to 10, 11, and 12. I just wanted to read a quote from Bill in the 12, the AA 12 and 12 on step 11, page 98, it says, there is a direct linkage among self-examination, meditation, and prayer. Taken separately, these practices can bring much relief and benefit, but when they're logically related and interwoven, the result is an unshakable foundation for life. I just love that quote. I was reminded of that in a 10 through 12 big book study, excuse me, that I did a few months back by another beautiful big book teacher, you know, so I'm just the student for life of this big book. I just absolutely love it. And I'm so grateful for all of you and for this book and these steps, and I'm going to keep coming back. That's all I got.
Oh, thanks so much, Stacey K. All right. So as I said, we already got Julie E.B. on the list, and there's room for more. Who'd like to comment on steps 10, 11, and 12?
Jackie H.
Jackie H.
Cindy D.
Cindy D.
Anne-Marie T.
Anne-Marie T.
Penny L.C.
Penny L.C. And maybe one more? Let's do one more. But a couple short ones in the first round.
Polly B.
And Polly B. Okay, here's who we've got. Julie E.B., Jackie H., Cindy T., Anne Marie, I believe it's M., Penny L.C., and Polly B. So please get us started, Julie E.B.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered today in Colorado Springs. And for me, one of the most important reasons for me to be living in 10, 11, and 12 and working it like my hair is on fire, for me, my hair the fires in my life did not extinguish when I completed the steps with my sponsor and began sponsoring. As I learned these things, as I saw these promises coming true, I had a fuller awareness of my character defect, a fuller awareness of when I need amends, a fuller awareness of what my irritation, restlessness, discontent was, fuller awareness of the guilt that I carried, the fear that I used to motivate me, the anger and blaming I did towards others instead of looking at what I could control, courage to change the things I can, and the things I needed to release. And so for me, living in 10, 11, and 12 has been such a blessing. You know, we have a fellow who's founded a line that a lot of us are involved in that just has a 10-step train with other abstinent recovered sponsors. And it's so wonderful to just say anyone available and to just be able to get someone all across the country in just this week, someone doing my same job in my same corner of the world, getting someone else that sent a kid off to college recently. God just sets us up in amazing ways. I have no excuses. You know, and when I talk to people and they say, oh, I've been feeling spiritually connected, I say, well, how many 10 steps have you done? You know, I heard Don C's special edition on this line. And he said after 30 years, he still does 7 to 10 a day. And I heard that at a very tender stage of my recovery. And I came to realize whenever I was getting disturbed that I just needed to pause. Sometimes if I get busy, I've got to pause and just even notice those feelings coming up, because for years I pushed them down. I love the 11th step. I love the morning prayer throughout the day, reminding myself that I'm not running the show, asking for just the right next step, the morning prayer says, and what it takes for me to do it. I don't even have what it takes for me to do the next step, the next right thought or action. That's what I hear in 11th step prayer. I can take it easy and relax and make mistakes. That's what I've learned. Because if I try to get rid of my own character defects and go back into the perfectionism, fear, anger, and guilt of this disease, then I'm just doing a diet for my character defects. And diets don't work. It is surrender that works. And in sponsoring, by continuing to sponsor constantly, I'm going through the steps with my sponsees. You know, some people go through a different set of steps. I've worked up different sets of steps for my kids at different points and different deeper dives into back into the other steps. But by doing 12 and being available for outreach anytime I'm reading a book or watching a show, or doing some chores, I just make myself available on the outreach line through GroupMe. And if people call, they call. But I don't get totally wrapped up in my own affairs. So that's how 10, 11, and 12 are saving my life, because with this full awareness of my defects and my life problem, I need this help to go 10, 11, 12, because every day I'm powerless. And today it's the greatest news of my day. I'm powerless over food, other people, places, and things, and myself. I do have a
gentle
power
reminder
bigger than me. Thank you. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Julie E.B. Jackie H., you are up next, followed by Cindy D.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. This is Jackie H. in Colorado, and I am setting my timer right now. And I have an amends to make about yesterday. I went way, way over my time, and I apologize and will have my timer set, so it will not happen today or any other day. Boy, these are the steps that are transformative for me. You know, by the time we get to step 10, I have a good idea, if I've done all the steps appropriately and in order, what my character defects are. And, you know, saying the seventh step prayer and asking for those to be removed, you know, it just doesn't poof and they're gone. And that's what the 10th step does for me. And the other thing that it does for me is that it keeps me from creating more wreckage, and it keeps me from playing God. Those are the two things that it, for sure, that it really does keep me from doing. And, you know, I got a little sloppy in recovery with my 10th steps. I got a little sloppy. I let things go, and I got sloppy. That's all I can say. I got sloppy, and I did cause some wreckage. And so I get to make that right, and I get to go out and help other people. But step 11, oh my goodness. Oh, you know, just to enlarge my spiritual life. That's always been important to me, and I haven't always known how to do it. And I'm so grateful that today I get to, in the mornings, I meditate all through the day. Now I'm starting to really pay attention to my thoughts and pay attention to my mind so that I can pause and immediately do a 10th step. Sometimes I really can just do it in my head. And other times I have to write it down and I have to enroll someone else in it, because I have blinders on and I can't see where my part is in a situation sometimes. And that's where another fellow can help. I have a sponsor one time that pointed at her head and said, you know, this is a dangerous place to be alone. And boy, have I experienced that, and do I know that? And so today I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, I'm joyful that I have this design for living and that things are moving now. They're moving yet again. I went through a little stale time, and now yet they're moving again. And so I'm so, so grateful to be here. And I'm going to pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Jackie H. Cindy D, you're up next, followed by Anne Marie G.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is Cindy D, gratefully recovered in Texas. And it's funny because I was writing a fear inventory right when the meeting started, and I didn't realize we were going to be doing 10, 11, and 12. So I'm like, okay, this is perfect timing. You know, I started working another program recently, and I've had all kinds of stuff, you know, feelings coming up. And one of my fellows that I talk to frequently said, you know, it's going to be important that while you're working on this other stuff, you keep your OA program in balance with this program. And I had to really look at that, because I think I had, you know, gotten a little bit lazy and maybe overconfident with my OA program. And so I've been, you know, thinking about how to refocus and rebalance, and 10 steps and 11 steps are part of it, and so are 12 steps. And you know, I was talking to my therapist about it yesterday, and why I self-sabotage so much, which is clearly part of what's been going on. You know, this fear that I have that I can't really do this long-term and can't do this the right way, da-da-da-da-da, on and on. And just, you know, deciding to take one day at a time, one step at a time, and, you know, devote myself back to focusing on my program, doing my 10 steps more conscientiously, more promptly, and staying in step 11, you know, throughout every day and on my knees in the morning and at night. And it was funny because as soon as I left my therapist yesterday, and I'm like, okay, God, you know, I'm going to get back to this program and back to my focus, and my phone rang, and I returned a phone call, and this person was looking for a sponsor, and I'm like, okay, God, I got it. And you're sponsoring to me, like others have shared, is such a critical part of my program because I just learn so much from those that I work with. And to be able to give service with no expectation of return is one of the greatest joys for me. I get so much joy out of doing that. And when you can, you know, hear and sense and feel the change happening in someone's life when they become recovered, there's nothing better than that, to share that experience. And so anyway, I just wanted to say out loud that I'm recommitting to be more active in my program, more conscientious, more dedicated to it, to work it hard, because I don't want to give up my recovery for anything. And I thank God that he's with me to do this. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cindy D. Okay, Anne-Marie is up next, and you'll be followed by Penny L.C. Please go ahead, Anne-Marie G.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for your shares. In looking back on the step studies that I've been a part of in the past, two of them especially, I realized that there were events or certain things that interfered with that study, those studies, and so that I had scattered elements that I've absorbed through the efforts of my sponsor, who has just been amazing, but these elements weren't unified. And this time around, when I had my period of desperation at the end of May and continuing on, and then did the steps with a sponsor from Vision, all of these elements really came together. But one of the great things was that I was able to do a 10th step in the middle of going through the process when things would come up and really trigger off all kinds of responses. So I am so, so grateful to everybody who's part of this, who shared this and made this new experience so rewarding, and I just love it. It's just the beginning of everything for me. So thank you very much, and I thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie G. Penny L.C., you are up next, followed by Polly B.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And what I know about myself is that I was spiritually empty and really blocked from God. But the steps that I took, 1 through 9, allowed that spiritual awakening to begin to unfold and helped me to become spiritually filled. But I, you know, need to continue to clear and keep open my channel to God. Every day I have the opportunity to stay nurtured by doing step 10 when I'm disturbed, blocked from God's will. And then step 11, to focus on the beginning of my day, have it be focused on God's direction, to stay in sync throughout the day with God, and to have reflection, quiet time to review my day with God in the evening. And then, of course, the goal of each of my days is to share my new way of living with all those around me, and those in program and out of program. I can aim to be the person that I believe my higher power has helped shape me to be through this step work, and take that into the world with my family, with my friends, with my coworkers. But of course, share all that I've learned and discovered with fellows, with those that are still struggling, with those that are on the journey with me in whatever capacity, hand in hand, those that have recovered, because I can't do this alone. I know that today, and I'm grateful to have that awareness. And I'm grateful that these steps keep me on track and in sync with the spirit that truly has changed my life. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Penny LC. And Polly B., you are our last share for today. Please go ahead.
Thank you, moderator, and everyone who makes this meeting possible. Polly B., grateful for one more day of reprieve to live in recovery, but for the grace of God. And I so appreciate this program and these clear directions and having had guides to show me the way. And but it's really in 10, 11, and 12 that I've learned how to practice these lessons, because 10 and 11 really helped me spotlight triggers and my character defects, namely perfectionism and how I try to control things by overthinking, over analysis, over justification, over explanation, all in the name of trying to understand something. And really, that's just control. So thanks to this being a WEED program with partners and guides, they have helped me to see patterns and themes in my part, as well as triggers, and to cut to the chase, because I don't need to write an autobiography in four or any other step, but I don't need to explain why I reacted some way. I just need to get down to what is my part, and then how to turn and help someone else. So with that honesty, humility, open-mindedness, and willingness, I can turn to a higher power for guidance. And that leaves me more time, this streamlining and simplifying, more time to be of service and spend more time and effort in step 12, because that's where I really grow my relationship with a higher power. It's by serving others. And I grow my program, and I can be of service to others. And it's also where I can expand my comfort zone by pushing a little outside what it is today to develop trust and reliance upon others and to be perfectly imperfect. I can be a perfectionist in my imperfection, and that's a great relief. And to be kind, generous, loving, tolerant of all, even people I don't like, I don't need to agree with them, but I can smile. And in every case, I have found that the gifts of what I receive far outweigh what I've given. And this is what helps me keep it gives me the fuel to keep the fire of recovery growing. And my hair, there isn't a whole lot to be on fire anymore. And this is the biggest lesson of all that I've learned, is that by asking for help or guidance, I am being of service. And so that's why every time I do get a call or text, some kind of outreach, I want that. I want to be of service. And sometimes it may be just listening. Sometimes I have experienced strength and hope. But the main thing I can do is be humble and take that lesson into my life and share it with others as guided. And I'll pass with that. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you very, very much, Polly B. So thank you, everybody, that shared today. And we're going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164. I ask that you do stand by after that so we can say the Serenity Prayer, greet our newcomers, put available sponsor number out, and get some announcements. So, we'll... Penny LC, please read A Vision for You.
Thank you, Elaine. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater, and this is the Big Book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right,
and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.